Now available areas: forest, shop, gardens, town, graveyard, marina.
Marina seems like a bad idea. Well, with blue Orpheus, so let's head to the shop. There might be some kind of respite there.
Shop, to prepare for the party.
We were invited to the flower rave party, so let's check out the garden.
I say shop. We need items.
Shop, then garden.
You arrive at Honest Ickett's quality shop. Exits are elsewhere, around back.
Inside the shop.
Help that poor turtle getting back on its feet.
Check out that white object over there. Looks like a hat.
Yeah, go on in. This guy seems legit.
You flip the turtle off its back and it looks over to you and begins to slowly walk off. You can feel your aura refresh slightly with what you feel might be good karma.
Go inside the store.
He so doesn't have any starving children.
You step into the shop. You can't see anyone in here. You feel a little creeped out. The counter's really low, which is pretty different from Scrag's shop since that monster was rather large. The poster encourages you to buy goods. Hello? You ask softly.
Just a minute!
You hear a reply as there's a crashing sound behind the counter and a lot of grumbling and shuffling around.
Politely wait for the shopkeeper.
The shopkeeper leaps up onto the counter in a flashy suit and a bright pink bow tie and a toupee with a comb over. The rat gives an honest grin and begins to speak.
Welcome to Honest Ickett's, the only high-quality shop on Wormwood Island. You've made the correct choice coming here. I have so much to offer you for lower prices of piles of gold.
You're a bit annoyed and surprised. You sure are loud, you state.
And who couldn't be loud with prices this low? I sure hope you came to buy it, but there are lines of people waiting to let these deals off my hand. Now, how can I help you? Is that a limited edition Crank Me Up Never Die flashlight? I'll trade you for these incredibly useful Auspex goggles.
And what is the normal price of Auspex goggles?
Doesn't seem like such a good idea. Ask about those goggles. They don't sound more useful than a flashlight.
What use are goggles? I don't know them. You start figuring you may need to go in the dark.
Ha! You say that now! Once you have had them, you will wonder what you ever done without them, especially for someone with as little training as you. As a guy with a 1 low-level ability, 2nd level warp, most of those Sherbet clans may have mastered that by now. These goggles are so invaluable, darkness won't catch you off guard anymore. Plus you look pretty awesome. Fuck! Maybe I should just keep them, you smart-ass!
Well, if they let you see in the dark, it seems like a good trade. Why is he willing to trade them, though?
He said the flashlight. Ask him to let you try them first.
You agree to try it if he allows you to try them. You put them on and it scans your eyes for a moment. The entire scene goes into a red shift as a series of little characters display as it calibrates. Once it is done, the scene clears up. You can see fine, in fact, far more clear. The goggles adjusting to a comfortable medium in response to what's in sight and linked to a Sally.
I can see forever,
you state, serious-faced. Ickett stands there waiting. You can tell that these goggles do more than you can tell right now.
So why are you giving them this away for a flashlight?
I know the creator of them. We go way back. A dynasty built from a farm. They were the good days.
You're not sure you want to know the details.
I'm sure we're going to regret this later. But okay, trade the goggles for the flashlight. Also ask if he has any other useful item at low price to sell better.
Ask Ickett about a warranty.
At least try to ask if this honest businessman has anything else in stock, or would want to trade anything else with you. If not, it may not hurt to ask about the area. He seems to be a local.
You ask about the goods. He provides a limited selection of high-quality goods. You ask about a warranty.
Why would someone so honest need to sell a warranty as well? Why spend more money?
You are not comforted. You ask about trading.
Bring me a rainbow leaf, bubble dust, or the tusk of a Naviable, and we'll talk.
You ask about Wormwood Island.
Buy something first.
Looking awesome there. Ask if the doggles can see in the dark as well. Considering that you only buy this rainbow booster, you may as well ask what it's useful for.
What's a rainbow booster? I assume Fire Splatter is some sort of fancy drink. The rare yellow jewel is either a major plot item or a round piece of glass.
What's a rainbow booster, you ask the rat?
Why, it is an illegal, beautiful firework. It explodes huge with a display of rainbows and stars. Who knows when you'll need that? I could think of a million uses.
He says this while mimicking an explosion by leaping in the air and extending his limbs, never once breaking his honest grin.
It sounds so incredibly useless. We may as well buy it. Let him show you all the stuff, grab it, and teleport out of the store.
Awesome! Leave and seek honest payment.
Fantasize for a moment about being filthy rich. Agree to try the flashlight for the neat goggles and then leave the climber for examining the floor hats before leaving. Let's not buy the potentially useless waste of money unless we find a use for it.
Your page is the rainbow buster.
You explain that's all you have for the moment, and you'll come back when you can get the rest. You ask about Wormwood Island again.
This place was an island of profit and resources. Then a black plague killed everyone about Punkil Acre. I think it died, but at the very least, it never bothered me again.
You nod and want to exit, but you approach the hatch, but are stopped by Ickit, who is getting down off the counter to work something somewhere below the counter.
Valued customers only. Come back when you can afford to be valuable.
Where to next?
Check out the town. If there are people left didn't get killed by that plague you could talk about, we might find them there. And even that, we might find some useful stuff.
Town? If everybody's there, there'll be all kinds of shit to loot. It's honest business that I... Wait, shit.
The way Ickit talked about that plague makes me think this isn't a disease, but some kind of monster. We'll keep that firework, eh? Could double as a weapon in a pinch. It's a town it is.
Town first. It seems like an okay idea.
You began to enter the town.
I hope that's just some of the town's framed chili on the sign.
Man, fuck your shit. This is the fucking end of chapter 3.